Among the hundreds of companies that have already filed their certifications with the Securities and Exchange Commission is Harrah's Entertainment, the casino hotel company. Harrah's chief executive officer is Philip Satre. Mr. Satre, you've taken a series of steps to ensure that the earnings statements that you sign are accurate. Tell us what they are.
We provided documents to a number of our executives, about 15 of them, that we asked them to review. We sat down with them and asked them if they understood their role in the process of issuing those documents, as well as the process of due diligence for my certification and the CFO certification, and then asked each of them whether, to their knowledge, they knew of any inaccuracies, untrue statements, or omissions of any material fact.
Will this certification process, this new certification process, be good for business, or will it reduce efficiency because people like you who should be thinking about the big picture are instead, you know, going line by line here?
Well, it was inefficient in the first effort because everything was compressed into a very tight time frame. I think we can build it into our processes without inefficiency in the future.
Will it make you a better company, do you think?
I think, you know, I actually think that may be an outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be CEOs who don't want to hear me say that. But I think whenever you sit down and begin to ask about balance sheet items, ask about income statement items, or the accounting for certain types of expenses, you inevitably go into a business discussion.
Mm-hmm.
The business discussion doesn't relate to the certification, but it gets your mind thinking about, is this a good thing in terms of how we run our business?
Now, I understand that you also added one more element to this whole process. You've developed a network of employees who can anonymously talk to an outside company who will report to the audit committee of your board if there are any irregularities or if they spot any irregularities.
Yeah, what we've done is a program that we call Doing What's Right, and it's for all employees. We have 45,000 employees, and I sent a memo to all of those employees along with the chief operating officer of the company, Gary Loveman, and what we said to them is we wanted to give them an opportunity and the resources to report anonymously any behavior in the workplace that is unethical, illegal, or unsafe. And we joined forces with an independent company called The Network to provide a special 800 number to them that they can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to communicate those concerns anonymously and without any fear of retaliation. Because one of the things that we believe that in any company, sometimes the people in the ranks of employees out there are going to see things that we can't see as executives on our visits to properties or in our day-to-day running of the business.
Mm-hmm.
I know the employees, like employees at all companies throughout the United States, had read the headlines, had seen that there were companies that had failed to conduct their business according to the highest standards, and were concerned that if they worked for a company that didn't do that, that there could be consequences for them, maybe because the company would have financial losses or the 401k would be affected. So these kinds of things are of interest, I think, to all employees, and our employees were no different.
Thanks very much, Mr. Satre.
Thanks to be with you, John.
Philip Satre is the CEO of Harrah's, the casino hotel company.